Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
The physical and emotional aftermath of a loved one's suicide can wear you down physically and emotionally. Family, friends, and even support groups for survivors of suicide may be sources of comfort, understanding, and healing. Some bereavement groups are specifically intended for survivors of suicide. Because stigma, perceived or actual, can accompany suicide or mental illness, you may find it easier to share your experiences with others in a support group who are struggling with the same issues. You're less likely to feel shame, embarrassment, or a need to hide the truth. You may benefit from the guidance and empathy that support groups offer. And you may find purpose or strength in reaching out to others trying to cope with their own loss. But if the tragedy of the loved one's suicide and death causes you to feel intense anguish or physical problems, consider asking your physician for help, especially if you have thoughts of suicide yourself or symptoms of depression. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.